Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you. A week of rain. I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to get a lot of it this winter. Today's show, the 20 most radical things I would do for my health and why. I want this show to be a visualization of the practice you're developing for your health. And I want to emphasize a word today, the word practice, that rather than marginalize your health to a supplement, you want to go through a transformation from soup to nuts and realize that really health is a practice and supplements are part of that practice. Good supplements, Healthline supplements, other supplements are part of it. But the concept here is that health is a practice. Health is not a service. You don't buy health from a doctor. You don't spend more money at a better doctor to buy better health. That's not the concept. If you think that way, you'll lose. I don't want you to lose. I envision over the next 20 years a smarter consumer. And I think I see that. I think fads and trends and things with no real substance, I think holistic medicine over the next 20 years is going to phase that percentage out. And right now, we're filled with it. We're filled with fads. We're filled with phases. We're filled with nonsense claims, exaggerations. And these can be well-intentioned, yes, but it's not going to meet your standards. You see, when you come in and ask somebody for help, when you go into a health food store and buy a product, for as much as you think, John Q. Public, that you're asking for help with your symptom, you're really not. That's where you got to give me a little trust. You're really not. You're asking to be part of a transformation. And you don't know how to do it. And you don't want to get ripped off in the process. And so what you do is settle your account for just a little help along the way. A little help is better than no help. And everybody's there to support that. But really, if you analyze it, over year one to year 10 to your second or third decade, whether you just want radiant health and you're a Jack LaLanne devotee, an Olympian, or you're trying to recover from cancer, whatever end of the spectrum you're on, what you're trying to do is really resurrect. And to do that, you have to have a practice. So for 2015, you resurrect. Now here's my point, and here's the point of the show. You have to get radical. I don't know a better word to use. And let me tell you why people don't want to tell you you have to get radical. Because you don't really want to get radical. You don't want to hear it. Holistic medicine conditioned itself for very pragmatic, healthy reasons in a sense. After allopathic medicine, you walk in, you lie down, you fall asleep, somebody does something to you, you leave and you feel better. And whether it costs the pittance or whether it costs you a second mortgage on your house isn't the point. The point is, you were given a perception that what you needed to get, you needed to go, was simply a matter of lying down. It ain't. It ain't. And everyone in holistic medicine, I'm not talking about medical doctors. Please pay attention. I am not talking about medical doctors. Everyone in holistic medicine has been conditioned. Chiropractors, nutritionists, acupuncturists, massage therapists, yoga therapists, Pilates instructors, so on and so forth. They've all been conditioned to model themselves, yes, after allopathic medicine, after MD medicine. Meaning what? You walk in and pay for a service. And that's only going to get you to first base, and that's really not what you want. But it's what you settle for, because taking the risk at doing something radical? Well, deep down inside, you've already been conditioned to believe that that's going to be catastrophic. If I ask you catastrophic, if I ask you to get up in the morning and drink your urine, what are you going to tell me? Ah, now you get the point. If I ask you to throw out 3/4 of everything you own, all the garbage that you know you've been cluttering and hoarding and supposed to get rid of but just can't seem to do it, if I tell you that brain tumor won't cure unless you get rid of the clutter in your home, that makes no sense. What in God's name does that have to do with science? You see? There's a million reasons we're not going to get into today why you're going to resist this show. I can tell you. I've had formal educations. I've had informal educations. I've had mentorships. I'll be in school till I'm 60. I can't get out of the academic model. And yet, from the standpoint of what gets the job done, I can tell you something. You will not get there unless you get radical. I'm not saying you have to go home and burn your house down. I'm not saying you have to go home and hit your husband over the head with a TV set. I'm not saying you have to do things abruptly. I'm not saying you have to do things irrationally. I'm not saying you have to take every wacko radical suggestion I'm going to make today. If you think it's just too crazy, I'm asking you to investigate it in two places. Place number one is your analytical mind. Investigate it with hard science. If I tell you drinking your own urine in the morning has hard science behind it, investigate it. Don't go to some guy behind a desk that doesn't do it, doesn't know it, hasn't studied it, doesn't go back and forth with it, doesn't even open themselves to it and ask them. I see people do that all the time. You know, I would do this gallbladder flush, but, you know, I asked my medical doctor, because he's a good guy, and the guy said there's just no science behind it. You're an idiot if you do that, in plain English, at this point. The world is not flat. Have you heard? Sorry. Have to go there. It's stupid. I'm going to ask you to investigate today some of the things I'm saying by keeping an open mind, by studying the science, by talking to people who have done these things, by experimenting, and then I'm going to ask you to go to a second place to get the better answer even quicker. And you know what that place is. That's right. That's your pineal gland. That's your hypothalamus. That's your pituitary. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you don't, it's because you're new to the show. And if you are, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Get to the website. Pretty soon we're going to do a webinar for people that have bought the subscriptions. I'll get on and I will go back and forth for 2-3 hours with people. I'll be opening it up this way I can get to people. And we've got about 20-25% of the site, all right, connecting to people outside the United States, which to me is fascinating. It's fascinating to be able to connect to people in Malaysia, in Indonesia, in India. It's fascinating to talk to people in South Korea. It's interesting how North Korea never seems to get to that website. China never seems to get to that website. But Iran does, and Kuwait, and Turkestan, and Russia. We're going to do this pretty soon. So if you're new to the show, get on the website as soon as you can, straighttalk.cc. This website tries to give it to you straight. This radio show gives it to you straight. And let's thank K-Bright. I have an opportunity to express myself. That's America, is it not? The 20 most radical things I would do for my health and why. Number one, rent a room in an old wooden house in a farm community near the Dutch Amish and eat their food. Turn to picture number one. Go to picture number five. Picture number five, blow that up. Pennsylvania Dutch Farmers Market. We are importing their stuff each week into California. We've got 16-wheelers driving across the country. Look into it. But if I was sick and I didn't have enough money to pay for it imported, or if I didn't have enough money to bring it to me, I would go to it. So radical suggestion number one, if you're what? If you want radiant health, radiant health. Radical suggestion number one, if you're sick and you're in bad shape and you're falling apart, one thing I would do is go live near fertile farm communities. Find them. They're there. They're still there. Support them. Pay them much less dough than you'll pay it at Whole Foods, which never gets it anyway. If your version of organic food is Whole Foods, please, please open your eyes. You're not getting organic food at Whole Foods. Whole Foods is garbage. And yes, better we have Whole Foods than Ralph's. So let's not curse the darkness, right? Let's light the candle. Great. I agree. No problem. No arguments. But you're not going to get healthy at Whole Foods. Not really. You got to go to the farmers markets. And beyond that, if it's going to be radical, farmers markets are not radical. If you're going to get radical, go live near the Dutch Amish. They still farm like they did 500 years ago, 400 years ago, 300 years ago. Their farming practices, some of them they won't even tell you. But taste their meat. Taste their butter. Taste their cream. And don't trust it to a 16-wheeler coming across the United States. Go live there in what? Go live there in a wood house. That's right. Find yourself $10,000 for the year and feast away in a wood house. Go to picture 14. Take a look at what I'm talking about. Picture 14. There. That's the shack. So this is a visualization today. I hope you're all at the computer. It may be Star Wars coming, and you're required to be a Jedi, but you still have to get electronic. I hope you're at the computer. Picture 14. Go to that. Find that. Pay the $500 a month. Make sure it's heated, hopefully with a fireplace and wood. Go and live in that. Now, why, right? The show is, and why? Well, if you're pulling it from the Amish farm fresh, it's real food. Don't kid yourself about the rest. Point already stated. But you're living in wood now. Wood heated. And that way there's no concrete, no steel, and no EMF, which we're going to get to later. That makes a huge difference, to be wrapped in wood, old wood, real wood. Whatever they built that thing out of, do it. Do it tomorrow. It costs nothing to do that. Nothing. If you're a groover in L.A. making yourself 70, 80K, $100,000 a year, which is basically no income at all still, for a quarter of that, for half of that, you can go to these places and live in a wood, one-room structure, in the woods, on the farms. In healthy communities. Go to picture number 15. There's another one. It's got the windows on the other side. You sleep in that, and we'll talk about that. You'll get real sleep. First thing you look for when you try to have a healing or want to get radiant is sleep. We used to sleep 8 to 10 hours a night. People sleep 4 to 6 today, and it's not even straight. And they're up peeing all night, and they're up with anxiety. And they're taking all sorts of drugs, pharmaceutical and herbal, to get themselves to sleep. Put your head on the grass. Okay, you see, it's semi-radical. I didn't say grass, did I? I didn't say put your head on the earth in the woods. Come on, didn't you get a sense of it this week? Didn't you want to take off your shirt into your shorts and sprint through the woods while the rain was pelting down on you? Didn't you want to sprint and get your heart rate up to 160, 170 and generate so much heat from your bone that the cold air and the wind felt good on your flesh? That's health. That's for openers. If you can't stand, if you can't move, if you can't run, if you can barely get out of bed, get into a wood one cabin.